fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena Amelia, how are you?
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello. I'm slightly nervous about what we're talking about today. I thought it was just generally uncomfortable words, but it is specifically one uncomfortable word. What is it?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to give out a content warning for big babies and the easily impressed.
So me.
Because, yes, because today we're going to be talking about the word moist.
Oh, it is just an awful word.
See, it doesn't do anything to me.
Well, that's because you're not easily impressed, nor a big baby. But
well, this is true.
Okay, so why are we talking about the word moist? Has it got an interesting history or context, or what's
we're talking about it because people hate it.
Yeah. And
it, so initially, I just kind of wanted to talk about the most hated words in English, but the main one that people seem to agree on is moist.
Oh, God. So it's just a bad word, eh? Every time you say it, I'm like, ugh.
According to some studies, about 20% of Americans have a strong aversion to the word moist.
Wow.
And it regularly tops polls of most disgusting, worst, you know, the word we should get rid of.
Yep. Yeah.
BuzzFeed did a post called "Why is moist the worst word ever?" and got 4 million views like right away.
Oh my God.
Everyone's united on one thing, and that is a very bad word.
Well, no, not everyone. 20% of people.
20% of people think moist is yuck.
But that's enough to make it beat other words, you know?
So what other words are in contention? Are there any that even come close?
Rural.
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 Slacks. Panties.
Oh, see, yeah. I don't really like that word.
No.
I just don't like it because it sounds American to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Someone says we're sheeple for not liking the word moist.
Well, we're going to get to that. So,
okay.
So basically, I was looking into this, and there have been studies into why people don't like the word moist.
this is the main question coming through on the text machine. What is the actual issue with this word? There's a lot of people who are like, I don't see any issue with it. Why do we all hate it so much?
Okay, so when asked the participants in this main study we're going to be looking at, which is from about 2016, when asked why they don't like moist, they're like, it just sounds yucky.
Moist.
Okay. It sounds gross, and it makes whatever you're talking about sound gross.
I just
When asked about words with similar sounds, like foist, rejoiced, joist, hoist, people don't care. People have no issue with foist.
So it's the M sound.
Well, no. It just seems like kind of any combination of sounds that are similar, people don't care.
Okay.
There's something specific about moist.
What?
So they showed.
I've got to say, this is one of the most polarizing words we have brought up on Word Salad in recent times, because the texts are coming in thick and fast for moist.
Some people are very defensive about the word moist, and some people also really don't like it.
Someone says they don't mind the word moist, but most things that are moist are yuck, is their reckon on it.
Is
that part of it? Is it the context of the word?
I think moist is kind of relative, you know. The whole world is pretty damp. most stuff is water on this planet.
That is true.
Keeps us alive. Kind of beautiful.
So how do we get it into such a hated realm then? How did it end up here?
Well, we're getting there. So they split the group into two because they want to find out more about this. One group looks at People's Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive. I think their 2013 edition. they decided for some god-awful reason to record all of the sexiest men saying the word moist.
Oh my god.
So one group had to watch that video of sexy men saying moist.
Have they ever recovered?
The other group had to watch a video of people talking about cakes.
Okay.
The people who had to see the sexy men were like, this sucks. I hate this so much. The people who watched the videos about the cake, they didn't really care.
Okay. I'm kind of feeling it might be contextual then.
Yes. So basically, when it was associated with food, people were fine with it. In any other context, people didn't like it, even when accompanied with unrelated positive words. So, moist paradise, apparently disgusting.
yep.
yeah, and basically, the people in this study thought it's kind of down to two things. One, there's a kind of like bodily or sexual connotation to moist that people don't like.
There's been a lot of texts about that. Yep.
Which, I mean, it's such an innocuous word.
someone reckons not liking moist is just internalized misogyny, which is a very spicy take.
Oh no.
I actually think that's partly true, but we don't have time to go into that. But the other thing is that people, it just seems like people are socialized not to like it.
That is right. Interesting. And you know what's interesting about that is that it is like widespread enough that, as you say, 20% of Americans surveyed said that they hated it. I don't think there's many other words that we've been socialized to have such an aversion to.
It's essentially become something of a meme not to like moist.
Yeah.
And it seems like there are certain demographic groups that like it less. It seems like younger people don't like it. Older people they don't care as much about it, at least in 2016 when they did the study. The study says that the more neurotic the participants were, the more likely they were to dislike the word, but I don't know how they measured that. So.
I mean, if you're measuring it by me, then sure. Sounds right.
But people, you know, the way that people also don't like words like ointment.
That has been texted in by someone. Ointment is not one they're a fan of.
Ointment and rural.
Now, why rural? Is that just because it's like...
It's sort of funny to say.
You stumble over it a little bit.
But it's also one that's become something of... particularly in America, it's become something of a meme that rural is a word that doesn't sound nice.
Okay.
So...
I'd just like to say someone says they love on planes when you get a little sachet with a moist towelette in it.
Yeah.
For a band.
Moist towelette. Yeah. Some feminist punk there, I feel.
For sure. But I just thought that these experiments were particularly interesting because of the way that people claim that it's like a formal feat. Like when you ask people about it, they claim it's a formal feature of the word. It sounds bad.
Right. But it's more likely to be a contextual reason.
A contextual reason and like a kind of a relatively arbitrary socialized reason. You've seen people on like 30 Rock or whatever be grossed out by moist and you kind of internalize that.
Tina Fey gets to us all in the end.
That texted in, well, there goes my moist rural ointment business concept.
Honestly, I feel like it's the perfect time for that. Just slap organic on the front of it and you're fine.
Someone's put emulsify on that list, not one that they're a fan of. It has that sort of same kind of cloyiness to it.
That's interesting. One that I have personally come across is curd.
Curd.
Yeah, I've got to say, I have no sort of grossness to the word curd, but I have recently had a debate with a friend of mine about lemon curd versus lemon honey.
That was me.
Oh, sorry.
And I think it should be lemon honey. Lemon curd, I mean, it just makes me think of curdled milk.
my friend Zoe We've had someone say when you're talking about a cake, it is the only word to use, moist.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. And again, people didn't have an issue with it in that context, even if they'd had one in other contexts. So it's really... Like, I'm not putting forward any conclusive results here today. I just think it's... The things that people have learned studying this are very interesting.
I would like to think that someone somewhere has dedicated their academic career to trying to understand why people hate the word moist.
They have. That's what I'm saying. It's this guy. I can tell you his name. Sorry, one second. Paul Thibodeau. And then there's also a linguistics professor called Paul Lieberman who studies word aversion more generally.
Interesting.
Oh, gosh.
And he is definitely more in the kind of like socialized disgust kind of like, you know, it, like through media, a taboo is created. Like, every time an article says that moist is the most hated word, another young person internalizes that.
So we really are just perpetuating the cycle, aren't we? So think about that for a minute, shall we?
Imagine an alternate universe where everyone's just saying panties and they're not even worrying about it.
Not a care in the world. Yes, my word indeed, Sting.
Thank you, Amelia Discreet, for bringing us the much maligned word moist this morning. I've enjoyed this.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe I'm starting to get over it. Maybe I can move out of my...
You don't have to change. You're fine.
I'm happy being a sheeple, to be honest.
Yeah, it's great.
Sheeple along. Hey, thank you for that, Amelia. I hope you have a lovely rest of your morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, thank you so much. So long.
So long.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.